starting on the side of your hand, tapping lightly with your fingers. Let's see, how should I start this off? Okay. Even though I'm afraid of a lot of things.
Even though I'm afraid of a lot of things.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept
myself.
Even though I'm often afraid of things that are new.
Even though I'm often afraid.
I'm often afraid of things that are new.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm often afraid of things I want.
Even though I'm often afraid of things I want.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Top of the head. This fear of things that are new.
This fear of things that are new.
Eyebrow. This fear of things that are unknown.
This fear of things that are unknown.
Side of the eye. This fear of things I want.
This fear of things I want.
Under the eye. This feeling of fear. Under the nose. What fear feels like in my body. Under the mouth. Tuning into that experience. Collarbone. The experience of fear. Of something that hasn't happened yet. Under the arm. What this fear feels like in my body. Back to the side of the hand. And now, if you just get in your mind something that you want that you're afraid of, in particular, everybody, and tune into where you feel that fear in your body, and tune into whether it feels like a color, if it has a texture, it has a shape. Just notice for you what that is personally. Even though I'm tuning into this fear. Of what I want. I want it, but I'm afraid of it. I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though there's this thing I want. I'm drawn towards it. But I'm afraid of it. I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I'm feeling this fear in my body. Is it warning me away from the thing that I want? Or is it blocking me from the thing that I want? All I have to do is notice the feeling. And be aware of that question. And I deeply and completely accept myself. Top of the head. This fear in my body when I think of what I want. Eyebrow. Noticing if it has a color or a shape. Side of the eye. Noticing if it has a texture. Under the eye. When I think about the thing that I want. Under the nose. Or it might be something I want to do. Under the mouth. Or something I want to experience. Collarbone. Something I want to bring into my field. Under the arm. I'm aware that when I think about it. Fear comes up in me. Top of the head. I'm just noticing this fear. Eyebrow. Letting this fear be provoked within me. Side of the eye. The thing I want, and then the fear. Under the eye. Tuning in on the thing I want. Under the nose. Triggering the fear in response in my body. Under the mouth. Noticing this back and forth. Collarbone. Back and forth between what I want. Under the arm. And the fear that comes up when I think about wanting it. Top of the head. Allowing myself to ponder this question. Eyebrow.
Am I afraid of the thing happening?
something happening?
Side of the eye. Am I afraid it won't happen?
Am I afraid it won't happen?
Under the eye. Is my fear blocking me?
Is my fear blocking me?
Is my fear blocking me?
Under the nose. Or is my fear protecting me?
Or is my fear protecting me?
Under the mouth. Maybe I don't have to have the answer.
Maybe I don't have to have the answer.
Collarbone. Maybe all I have to do is be aware of the question.
Maybe all I have to do?
Maybe all I have to do is be aware of the question.
Under the arm. Considering this fear.
Considering this fear.
Top of the head. And what triggers it? And side of the hand. Even though I'm tuning into this thing that I want. And it inspires a bit of fear. I wonder if I could choose to notice. That I can't feel both simultaneously. Even though I feel this fear. And I don't understand this fear. But I know it's triggered by thinking about what I want. All I have to do is notice the difference. Even though I'm aware of fear. I'm aware of what I want. What if I could choose to notice? That what I want is what I would love. Top of the head, this fear. Eyebrow, this love. Side of the eye, my fear. Under the eye, my love. Under the nose, noticing how they feel in my body. Under the mouth, thinking about this thing I want to bring in. Collarbone, letting myself notice the attraction to this thing I want to bring in. Under the arm, this experience or situation.
Or thing or circumstance.
And how I feel about it. Top of the head, and noticing the fear that arises. Eyebrow. First, the desire for the thing. Side of the eye, that's based on love. Under the eye, this response in my body. Under the nose, this positive feeling of love. Under the mouth, of inspiration. Collarbone, of aspiration. Under the arm, of connection. Top of the head, and then fear. Eyebrow, noticing that they don't happen at the same time. Side of the eye, noticing that they're actually separate. Under the eye, and that I have a choice. Under the nose, to keep my focus on what it is I'm drawn to. Under the mouth, and use my tools and hacks. Collarbone, like this tapping. Under the arm, to address the fear. Top of the head, I'll still be able to choose. Eyebrow, whether I'm going to go after what I want. Side of the eye, my choice will keep me safe. Under the eye, I don't need fear. Under the nose, choosing to release fear. Under the mouth, choosing to trust myself. Collarbone, choosing to trust my heart. Under the arm, choosing to trust love. And take a deep breath.